Robert White with the Renewable Fuels Association, Director of Market Development. We're here on behalf of the ethanol producers across the country. We're the nonprofit trade association that represents them downstream and upstream. So we're here to educate. There's a lot of misnomers out there about ethanol and can it in fact use it in these vehicles. And now that 95% of the fuel across the country contains some form of ethanol, we're just trying to make sure that the accurate information is out there. And you can look through the owner's manuals of any of these bikes sitting here on this nice brick street today or anywhere throughout Sturgis, and it clearly says that you can use up to 10% ethanol, which is what everybody finds on the streets and in the stations, not only throughout South Dakota, but across the country. So we're just trying to make sure that the accurate information is out there. The only competition we have is the major petroleum companies, and obviously they'd love to use more petroleum instead of our product, but ours is a domestic, cleaner-burning, renewable product. Produced in a mass quantities throughout the Midwest, but we have ethanol production now in 26 different states, and that's growing. So it's also a local fuel almost no matter where you live in the country. So we're here just spreading the word. It's an honor and a privilege to be here as part of the Legends Ride, but moreover with the Buffalo Chip. The Renewable Fuels Association is celebrating its 30th year as well. So it's a nice anniversary tie with the Buffalo Chip, and this is our third year, and just to join it.
You just hit on it. You've been a sponsor for 3 years in a row. Will you continue your sponsorship? Do you like this type of event for your company?
It's been good for us. There's not many places in the country or in the world, for that matter, where you get so many people in such a small space. So the Buffalo Chip is good for us because it's not only about educating the riders about using ethanol in their vehicles, but it's also about all the vehicles and small engines they have at home. So these are 3, 4, 5, and 6 gallon tanks, but the bigger ones that we're after are the ones they have in the garages at home that they probably left behind. So it's just good overall educational opportunity.
I'm a history major, so I have to apologize. Ethanol is a derivative of?
It's a fermentation of sugars. So commonly in the United States, we take starch from grain, turn it into a sugar through enzymes, and then ferment to sugar. We're simply, for the ethanol that's made for fuel, is the same process as used for beverage grade. So the vodka, Jack Daniels, whatever you prefer on your ice cubes, it's the same process. And ultimately, the only difference is we've poisoned the beverage grade to be unfit for human consumption, and that's what we use for fuel.
We in the United States could save millions, billions by increasing our ethanol usage. Tell me about that.
Sure. Well, we import $1 billion a day worth of oil. And when we look at the deficit reduction that we just went through in Washington, and we're talking about billions being a critical mass amount, but yet we send over $1 billion a day to countries that typically don't prefer the United States being around, let alone enjoying it. We have such odd relationships with those countries that we import oil from Saudi Arabia and they import our ethanol. So we have ships passing in the night in the ocean, and it's just bizarre that countries like that can understand there's more money in selling us the oil and then importing our ethanol to use for their own fuel than we can, get our hands around here in the United States. So we have the opportunity to, we have a current renewable fuel standard that basically says by 2022 that we'll have 36 billion gallons of renewable fuels in our fuel system out of about 142 billion gallons of gasoline. So we're looking at somewhere between 20 and 30% concentration of some renewable fuel. Ethanol will obviously play a major role in that, but the opportunity continues to grow and the efficiency of the fuel and the process continue to get better. So we're working to improve and also diversifying our feedstock. So it's not just corn, it's not just sorghum, it's not just wheat or barley, but everything from wood chips, which are plentiful in this area, to switchgrass and to other energy crops.
That's just an awesome deal that you guys are doing. I mean, I've totally learned a huge lesson about it. I'm a big fan of your product, and I hope my children and my grandchildren get to use your product for a long, long time, and we can stop importing from other countries and start right here in our own country with our own product. So thank you very much for a great interview. You're around. If anybody would like to talk to Robert, go ahead, and we're good to go, correct?
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.